Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up to 8 Figures, episode number 22, 7 Growth Strategies That Are Working Now. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Please feel free to call in at 929-477-1169. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on building assets, marketing strategies, leadership, systems and processes, mindset, and funding. Now, let's get started. So today we're going to talk about growth strategies that are working now, and then we're also going to talk about a few that aren't working. So we're going to talk about what we want to do and what you definitely don't want to do. So number one I'm going to talk about are awards. Not the awards you won in the third grade, but actual awards, speaking awards, or awards for anything within your business industry is what we're looking at. Now, there are several ways to win awards, and actually, you can have someone submit you for an award, but awards carry a lot of credibility when it comes to you standing out from your competition. So one of the very first things I would talk about, and these are towards 2018 goals, one of the very first things I would mention is submitting yourself for as many awards as you can in your industry, because it does bring about credibility. It'll actually help you do a bio and get to know a little bit more about what you feel your core competencies are towards building your business and your industry. So, awards, number one. Number two, my favorite for what's working now, once again, email marketing. I cannot say enough about how important email marketing it is. It has absolutely grown my business and has helped me grow my business towards millions of dollars. And one of the reasons is because my favorite, building relationships. Email marketing allows you to do that. So I will not ever get away from talking about building your business with email marketing. Your email marketing ends up being one of the legs that we talk about, which are the 8 legs to building an actual 8-figure business and more. Email marketing falls under assets, because if you have a really, really nice email marketing list that is working, that's worth thousands, if not worth millions, because remember, that's what Groupon is. It's an email marketing list, and that's how they got started. So number two of what's working now is email marketing. And I must emphasize that with email marketing, I like to attach it with content, having some really, really informative content with your email marketing. Number two of what's working now is social media. Social media, we're going to kind of fall under digital marketing. So digital marketing is a tandem with social media. So social media is like a subset of digital marketing. It falls underneath it. Digital marketing is big, big, big. And it is one of the ways to convert actual relationships into money. So I highly suggest becoming really, really proficient on one and then growing to the next one and the next one, and you could have up to 8 or 9, but don't do a little bit in each one. Become very proficient at either Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook, LinkedIn, but really build your following. Take the time to get to understand that platform, and that will be something that will work for you, and it is what is working now. So number four on our list is networking. Networking is one of my favorites as well, and not just for what I call a chat and chew, but actually improving your networking skills, getting to know, get behind and off your computer, out of your office, and start to engage relationships one-on-one and build that networking muscle that you need. One of the most important pillars for building an 8-figure business or more is your networking skills. Don't just walk into a room, but there is a whole philosophy on what you want to think about when you're walking into networking, and one of them is, what's your goal? What is your goal before you actually schedule your networking to attend an event like I was going to one last night, and I started to think of, what's the purpose, what's the goal, and what am I looking to achieve? If I can't answer those three questions, then I do not need to attend that networking event. Even if it's just to say I want to meet three people and so that I can just get to know three people that I want to build a relationship with, but have a goal in mind, know what the purpose is, and why are you attending? One of the great things I like about networking is it actually builds that credibility, and it's really, really important nowadays because so many people rely on only social media for building relationships, and I truly believe that networking is one of those that's really not discussed as often as it should be, but it really does help build relationships a little faster and further than just doing social media only. Number five is conferences. Conferences fall a little differently than just networking because most times you're there for obtaining information. So a conference is usually going to do two things, entertain you or provide information. We either like to be entertained or we want to receive information from something that we're looking at, whether it be a conference or a YouTube video, but that's the purpose. Entertainment or information is our main purpose usually for these type of formats. A conference really can go far in what's working now. One, it allows you to network. Two, you're there to learn your industry information. You're going to learn, grow, meet, build relationships, and get some exposure. You can really put yourself out there at a conference because you're with other like-minded individuals in your industry. So a conference is definitely a must going into 2018. Go ahead and schedule a couple, look a couple up, see which ones are going to work best for you. If you can only go to three, make sure you do a priority. Once again, prioritize and understand what's in it for you. Why are you going to the conference, not just to go, but get a meaning of what your goal is, your purpose, and why you're going to attend. One of my favorites also is, under the digital marketing, is search engine optimization, SEO. It falls under a subset of digital marketing, just like social media, and I love it because there's several ways it can work for you. One of the great things about digital marketing is if you really, really, really get good at the SEO part, you can do organic marketing and not pay any money and still rank on Google, the number one page on Google. It takes time, but I would rather do that than only do paid advertising because that's something that you know how to do, and it really builds your muscle. I always say muscle, I mean as far as business building muscle, which is necessary to stay in the eight-figure towards nine-figure business game. So you really want to make sure that your SEO, your skills, sharpen your skills, get to understand that process, and we're really, really diligent on doing the search engine. Number six is going to be our PR for our press release. When we're looking at doing a press release, it's very important. Now, there are several different types. The one I'm speaking of usually ranges between $25 and $100. No, it's not going to get you in Time Magazine, but it is going to get you noticed, and what's going to help is to build your brand, which is your brand awareness, which is a part of what's working now and what's really important towards doing the business building muscles that we're talking about. So PR, press release, you can go online, you can download a couple of forms. Matter of fact, in the next episode, episode number 23, we're going to go into a little bit closely into press release, the different types, and what your goal should be. Always remember that you want to have a goal for when you're looking at doing anything towards building your business. Towards scaling your business, you want to have a goal when it comes to networking, your email marketing, your digital marketing, social media. All of it has to have a purpose and a goal, and you need to have that written down before you get started so you know what direction you're moving towards. Now, that is our last wrap up for what is working now. I gave you eight. So let's recap: email marketing, social media, search engine, PR releases, networking, awards, and conferences. Now, the next portion I want to talk a little bit about are growth engines. So what is a growth engine? A growth engine is what's going to grow your business towards the eight figures or more that we're speaking about. So there's three growth engines I'm going to speak about quickly, which is one, word of mouth. That is going to grow your business probably the best because you're not having to use any type of means to acquire another customer. Customer acquisition is very expensive, especially online. So you really, really, really need to know first the cost of what it costs you to acquire a customer, a new customer. So that way you can appreciate what word of mouth is, and it helps you to treat your current customers a lot better when you're really looking at how much they're worth. Another thing I want to talk about is paid engine growth, and that is three forms that I like to use: Facebook, YouTube, and Word AdWords. So the three that I use for paid engine growth are Facebook, YouTube, and AdWords. Those three will really, really, really build your business, bring business, and scale your business in those three areas. And the last one I like to talk about is keeping your customers coming back. That is that basic of customer retention. The more you do not have to spend to acquire a new customer, the more you're going to be able to put the profits into scaling your business. So write down three engine growths that you have for your business, and if you're unsure, please visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We actually have a weekly sign-up where we actually can give you tips on what growth engines are and all the other strategies and marketings that we talk about weekly on the radio show. We also give them weekly in a newsletter so you can follow along on either form. So now we're going to talk about what is not working. What's not working is bad content. Anything you are putting out, make sure that the content is something that answers the question. What is it? What's in it for them? Whomever is listening, they want to know what's in it for them. So make sure that you, in any type of marketing, Facebook, blog, anything that you are putting out on your business for your brand, has outstanding content that does one or two things. It either entertains or informs. And hopefully you can do a little of both, because I think everyone likes to be informed and they actually like to be educated, but they like to be entertained also. So look at the two E's. Entertainment and being educated is what your purpose is. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And I'd like for you to join me next week on next week's episode number 23, when we look a little bit closer at your press release. I'm going to go into the two types, the cost, what you need, what you should put in your press release, and the methods that you want to make sure you distribute it. So also, we really, really, really love social media. So please visit us at Facebook at 8 Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8 Figure Coach, or leave us a comment at the end of this episode. And please, please subscribe to our 8 Figure Business Coach Radio, which is scaling up towards 8 figures. Please have a fantastic week. Look forward to next week, Thursday, same time, 2 o'clock. So we're signing off now. Bye-bye.